Well, back here at Hawcourt Park, the game very much well underway. We've already spoken to a couple of the players that are involved this afternoon. It's now time to talk to one of the sponsors, and one of the sponsors that's been involved right from the start since the first ever 24-hour game 3 years ago now. And that is, of course, Phil Collier. And Phil, I mean, first and foremost, as a sponsor and, you know, a big part of the community in Barrow as well, I mean, how does it feel being involved in an event like this?
Oh, it's absolutely fabulous. I mean, what these guys do, and firstly in terms of organising it and everything that goes into that, is pretty awesome. But then when you come down and, you know, you start at 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon and finishing at 3 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon, to put that kind of effort in, every single one of those guys on there needs a mention. I mean, it's absolutely fabulous. Great effort.
I mean, it must be one of those things when people approach you to ask to get involved that it doesn't even need thinking about, doesn't it? Just how big it is for the community.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it all came about because I've been friends with Craig Rutherford for a long time. And when Craig was just talking about it right at the very beginning, I mean, Craig didn't ask me. I just said to him, well, look, you're going to need some sponsorship, so let's get involved right from the very beginning. And it's absolutely, I mean, it's community, it's sport, it's charities. And they're three things that locally tick every box for me.
And I mean, you look around as well, I mean, community involvement, people have been turning up, spectators in their droves, and no doubt throughout the course of the 24 hours, there's going to be a lot more turning up.
Yeah, there will be, and again, that's great to see all the local support. I think there was a foul there. It's just great to see that support. I mean, fabulous weather. Thankfully, it's not it's warm, but it's not. But there's a nice cool breeze blowing. I think if this had been last weekend, blimey, they'd have been dead by now already. So a nice fresh breeze blowing, and it's a fantastic afternoon. And it's really great for the spectators to come and bring the chairs along and sit down and enjoy.
I mean, as one of the sponsors, are you going to be involved in the whole course of the 24 hours with all the players, of course, having to remain here for the entirety of the time?
We'll be here for most of it. I won't be staying overnight. I'm here for most of it, but I will be back down tomorrow. And apparently I'm scheduled to make a cameo appearance for the last 10 minutes tomorrow, and that should be fun. It's probably about 40 years since I last kicked a ball in anger, so a bit of trepidation, even though it's only 10 minutes.
I'm sure you'll be looking forward to take advantage of the fact that though you've got players out there that have been involved for a good course of a day.
I still think they'll be fitter and better than I will be then.
I mean, you're here today, of course, sporting the kit that the players are wearing proudly with your name across the front of it. I mean, not just on the point of being the sponsor, but I mean for yourself as well. I mean, how does that make you feel, just seeing all these people out here with that shirt on and being actively involved in it?
Proud, really. And I think it's just nice that sort of, having gone into business myself, think about 13, 14 years ago now, that I've just been in a position to put something back into the community and to be able to do something, you know, with these events and help and support. And I just think it's nice. And I mean, there are some fabulous businesses in this area that do the same. I just wish there were more, but you know, great for those that do. And yeah, just very proud to have been involved.
I suppose it's success of events like this, it can generate something in the town as well, right? To get more people actively wanting to get involved in things.
I think so, yes. And I know Craig and his team have been incredibly visible over social media over the last few weeks as well, in the build up to this. And I think I woke up this morning to find they're just past the £5,000 mark, which is fabulous. Hopefully there'll be buckets going around today that will enable people to sort of put a few bob in, and we'll keep pushing it and keep pushing it after the game is finished over the next couple of weeks to raise as much as we can. But no, it's an absolutely fabulous effort, and yeah, it's just nice to be involved in you know, even if in a small way.
And some fantastic charities as well involved in it, really, to benefit from this as well.
Oh, there are no doubt about it, and you know they tick my boxes, and I've not been involved with all of them. I've not had to use all of their all of their services, thankfully, but I just think, you know, anything that supports charities that are local around here. I mean, we've got a great community in Barrow, let's be honest. I mean, I've been here what 23 years now. This is my home. I'm I like to think I'm adopted and I'm officially adopted Barrovian by now. But no, I just think that the community here is absolutely fabulous. And it reminds me a lot, and the people remind me a lot of where I come from originally in Liverpool, in terms of that community spirit. And it really shows at events like this. And if events like this then help to sort of galvanise that and sort of, you know, just move things further forward yet still, then absolutely brilliant. And I think with everything that's going on in the town at the moment, I think Barrow is a fabulous place for everybody to be.
Well, we'll let you go get limbered up and get ready for your 10-minute cameo tomorrow, Phil, and hopefully maybe catch up with you tomorrow as well after you've had it.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'll sleep tonight thinking about that, but no, it's great to talk to you, Adam. Cheers.